Simon Nun Hey Sivov. Imim Hizl Echad may certainly spell the Vadu, Ben Yochel La Anasimahem. So one of the persons is davening Shemoneh Esrei and he can't answer. Oishu Yosh, another person is sleeping. So he still counts towards the minion. Okay. That the Mishabur Lamadays, Echad Measarah. Who within Yosem Echad, the truth is even more than one is also true. As long as you have a majority who's able to answer to the Kaddish, so you have 10 people who are able to, and that's sufficient. Some say, however, more than one is problematic. Ubiyoshin, that's talking about a person who's davening, a person who's sleeping. Over there, for sure, one is the most year that you can include. Sleeping is already problematic, according to some place. So to allow more than one is already pushing the envelope too far. So he counts for 10 by Mizumin, the same way he counts 10 for 10 by Minyan. But if it comes to benching or Nesias Kapayim, so he presents that as a question. And actually, the Mishabura later on will, in the Hivos Kriyas HaTorah, will say that he's not, that by Kriyas HaTorah, which should be said as a limud concept, it's not just enough to have the presence of 10, which that's the goal over here, is to have the Shekhinah being there, so a person is sleeping, the Shekhinah is there. The point is to be presenting the Torah to 10 people, and there's only 9 people, because one person is sleeping. And by Kriyas Megillah, where the purpose is Prisum Anisa, so if he's sleeping, you're not being Mefarsim of any nes to him. Okay, so the law is they're Mitzarif, this person who's davening or person who's sleeping can be Mitzarif. Why is it the B'chol Asar Shem G'dalim Shkina Shari B'nehem? Once you have 10 people, the Shekhinah is there.
A person who's davening or a person who's sleeping? Of course, a person who's davening.
Nikdashi b'sech b'nei yisoch k'rina b'hu. Recalled when Nikdashi, the Dharma the Katan, the Labar Kedusha, who is supposed to Katan, but she's not in the Madrega of Kedusha yet. V'ayim b'tashi chalak linyin yoshein asir lu de'ein mitzarev. The Taz disagrees. A person sleeping, he does not, you cannot include him. The same, Yashin is part of the mitzvahs. So in that sense, he's like a katan. While he's sleeping, he doesn't have a chiyuvei mitzvahs. So therefore, he'd be like a shaita, which doesn't bring the presence of the Shekhinah. You should arouse him to the point that he's semi-awake, at least. Okay. Kishaechem is palal levadri. Nochen shiachirim yamtino milam rakadish ad sheyigmor kadesh yizagamhu. So you already have your minion. This is not having a minion. You have your minion. But one individual is still davening. It would be proper to wait for him to let him. They be able to answer kadusha the kadosh also.
The word of vado there seems to be strange. Maybe he's in a different room or something like that.
No. He's the only one left davening.
Yeah, he's...
The only one left davening. So you had a minion, you had 10 people davening or whatever, and 8 have finished, and one guy's still davening.
Right, but he's not davening by himself.
So he's the only one left davening. That's what he means. Okay. So he says, Nochen, it's proper... It's proper to wait. I feel yesh minyan biladoi. Even though you have 10 people besides him, so you have your 10 people, you should wait. Ashi yigmar who would be yoshin? Same thing about the yoshin. So you want to awaken him. If he doesn't want to get up, that's his business. The dachal shorach umitzar. Al yesh cholkim kamezek mashikzal tivsevkot lamadal. Because he is kamedavkim yishur shows beyemli spalul. Obviously, it's very nice you want to be mezakehim, but it can't be that at the expense of other people who will not be able to fulfill their mitzvah chazar shashatz, whatever it might be. Now the Mishnah Berurah later on. He says, you know, if you have a few people which are ma'arich b'tfilo, you're not mukhiv to wait for them because it's tirch of the tziburo. So what is the proper amount that you wait for? So Rabbi Yom Zilber, I think, if I call correctly, has a tshuva. He says that you should definitely wait for Rav of the Tzibur. So you have 100 people davening there, and 10 people finish. So you have a minyan. Let's go. Right? That's what the 10 people who finished at that point usually hold, right? Let's go. It says, they're not the Rav of the Tzibur. They're not the Tzibur. They're not the Fani of the Tzibur. They're 10 Yechidim. You know, the 10 individuals. But the Tzibur is Rav. If Rav of the Tzibur is still davening, so you can't, it's not, you're the Sheikh of the Tzibur, so you need, the Tzibur is going to tell you what to go ahead, not these 10 people. These 10 people are vocal, that's their problem.
They're what?
Vocal.
Vocal?
Yeah.
What's vocal?
They're clamoring for the person to say Kaddish, because there's 10 people. And he says, furthermore, even if you have, you know, Rebbe the Tzibur, if the people which are davening, are still davening, are not davening, they're not being ma'arich, but they're following the halachic parameters of how you're supposed to daven, but rather the other ones daven quickly, so then right, you're supposed to wait for the people which are still davening, he says. Because that's the proper way to daven.
That's not the way things happen, though.
Because there's certain people which are very vocal. That's why.
Probably people get intimidated.
Correct.
Getting what?
It happened tonight at Mari.
People getting what?
Okay.
People getting what?
It's not important. Cher shemadaber ben shemaya, a shemaya ben madaber. So psivches, a person is. Has the ability to speak but not to hear, or vice versa. Hain kepichim umitzdarfim, they're considered a full-fledged intelligent person, and they're mitzdarf. Amishenam shemei v'enamadaber rehu kishoyta v'kotan. The person who's a chersh, that he's a deaf mute, cannot speak nor can he hear. So he has a lochic status. That chersh has a lochic like a shoyta v'kotan, and he's not mitzdarf to your minyan. He says, well, he's a pekeach, right? So remember, the Taz was the shita which held when a person's sleeping, he doesn't count. So the Taz says, because you wouldn't need a person, has to be able to be part of the minion. So the person can speak, but he can't hear. So Vaiti has the same problem. He doesn't know where the tzibur is holding. If according to the Shulchan Aruch, that a person who's sleeping is mitzarev, the person who can't hear is not any worse. But the Taz says, "Shloyed the lanos amin alabrocha shemavarcha shiatzibur." So therefore, the Taz disagrees with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and Harbi maskimim in psak of Shulchan Aruch. Certainly, she'ein zema akev linyan siruf. He definitely counts to the minyan. V'yimu mechav and alabrochas.
Who the deaf person?
And for sure, if he's able to keep track of what's going on and answer remain properly, do me the Hanofas Asudrim, basic message of Alexandria. So you see from the Gemara says the story that there was a shul in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, that was so large that the people in the shul were not able to hear the bracha of the chazan. So that they would raise a handkerchief the proper time to answer amen, and everybody would answer amen at that point in time, and the more clearly says that was proper. So we see that even though the person does not hear the bracha, as long as he's aware that there's a bracha being said, and he's answering amen to that bracha, that's sufficient. So the person who cannot hear is not any worse than that. So we see from there, the person knows when they're finishing, and answers amen, he's able to keep track of that. So that's sufficient. So So that means Tzarfa Kul Yamas. Everybody would agree that that's such a person, even the Taz would agree with it, that he wouldn't be included.
To say is like a short and a cotton is strange, because to those who hold it could be much more a minion by giving say for Torah to cotton, he would be okay. But you didn't say that for a short time.
So your question is that why are you comparing the shot of a cotton?
Right.
You should differentiate between the two.
Right.
I think your point means it's the shirt part, right? He's not considered that he's a bardas. Pashas, you wouldn't count the cotton. You know, would not be comparable to a cotton. And that kula, which some people have, he wouldn't be comparable. I think you're right. Holding a safer. Siftas loyalim who cotton. The age of katnus is achiyavish tesaris. Achashiya ben yivgimul shanav yamechad. So he has to reach physical maturity together with the age of 13 years in one day. Vishnasa iber bas yivgimul chadish. Veshnas Eber, we count the extra month is not counted to give him an advantage to get it coming earlier. He needs 13 complete years, so Veshnas Eber is a year, and then that's only counted as a year, not as more. Right. Shei Saris. So talked about over there exactly where they have to be and how large they have to be, etc. So he has to have these saris after he reaches the age of maturity. So we have Alach Moshe Vesina, he has to reach the age of 13 years. We have Igam, Shkein Shtei Saris, and he has to have physical maturity also. The beginning of physical maturity. How do we know this? We have Alach Moshe Vesina that it's so. We do Haskel, like he said before, once he reaches the age of a bar mitzvah, we assume he has physical maturity. Even if we would check, and we'd see they don't have shtei saris, maybe they had and they fell off, which for the purposes of adulthood, that's sufficient. So the fact that we check would not even be a right connected to chazaka. Shchein derech saris, halala lincha, they do fall off. Pamim shemach was chishus, pamim mach was shamnunis. Either sometimes because a person is weak, and he's lacking in, he's too skinny. Sometimes because he's too fat. So the garment, this chazak is not totally reliable. It's considered like a suffix. By the rices we do not rely on the chazakah. By the rabbanon and the kula, by the rabbanon we rely on the chazakah. We're going to come and say kuf tzadi tes. We're going to rum say katan zayin b'sarchi and ksas. He raises a question from over there. Ryan Leibusim b'katan lamad al matrik sabn sham b'shem and primigadim. So we discussed this before a little bit. So that's where the rices we're not samechana, but that which we're not samechana, even though you have a roiv. It's a din the rabbanon. Ben yigimul shana, bavi mehemen al zeh, v'lo yishacher. How do we know that he's old enough? Well, the father tells me. So the father has nemanus and more learns that from a pasuk that it says he has a b'char ben asno yakir, l'asos lo pishnayim, that a father is believed to define the status of his children. So that includes he's believed to define the status of how old they are. But nobody else has that nemanus. The father is Neman. Only the father is Neman.
Mother?
No. The halacha Neman belongs to the father. We have a document. You have a document. So the document is believed. We don't believe. Think that the document is forged. But if you don't have documentation, just the father saying, I know when his birthday is, so the father has that nemonis, the mother doesn't have that nemonis. Yemes Aviv, Veni Yudea Emes Ainasa Ben Yigimel, Shana. He was not sure when does he reach his age. You know, the father's not alive anymore to tell him. The Chor Dinahu, the Kibin, the Shehebi Shesaris Chayav, Lizor, Bemitzes, the Torah, Kedin Shargonel, the Sekh of the Raisahu. So as soon as he reaches the age where he sees that he has physical maturity, he has to assume he's a gadol and start being machmer, and maybe he's a gadol. Well, yeah, that's what to think about that. It has to be ben yirgibol shana b'yamecha. So the phrase yamecha, as Mishnah Berurah pointed out before, and it's lav dafka yom. You don't need a full day. So why are we saying ben yirgibol shana b'yamecha? What does that mean? It's a phrase used by Chazal. What does it mean? It means as soon as the beginning of the first day of the 14th year comes, he's already 13 days plus part of another day. That means he's reached the next day, so that's when he becomes a gadol. But the truth is the amount of time you need in that day, any amount of the time in that day is sufficient. Furthermore, he is born all the way towards the end of the day. The example which he gives, let's say Rosh Hashanah. Right? So he was born all the way right at the end of the day, before sunset. Kim Shadayin Huvada Yom, as long as when he was born, it was definitely daytime. We don't need to have 13 years to the hour. So he was born at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah. So when Elul ends 13 years later, and he starts the first day of Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year, he's a gadol immediately at nighttime, not 5 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. If he was born ben Hashmashus, so then he'll have a din of a sofik regards to all halachis. In that situation, he would wait till the next. To say he's vadi a gadol, he would have to wait till the next day. Okay. Now, what do you do if you get involved in years, which are there's ibur involved? It's an ibur yor. Im nar echad nar lebechav tesla oder rishon mishnah mishana muberes. One child was born the 29th day of the first order in Hashanah Muberes. V'nar echad nerled b'order sheni. V'echad boy, next, the other one is born 2 days later, on the first of order sheni of that year. V'shnat yud gimel enim muberes, and 13 years later, it's not a Hashanah Muberes. So it comes out like this: Chanel bechav tes order rishon. The one was born on the 29th of order. So in this year, tzarich lahamtan yud chav tes order v'shnas yud gimel yos ben yud gimel shana. For him, his 13 years end on the 29th of order. Only one order this year in the year of the bar mitzvah. So he turns bar mitzvah on the 29th of order of that year. The one who was born 2 days later, he'll turn 13 on the first of Adar, 28 days before his friend. And that's correct. What about the other round? He's born in a Shana Pshuta in Adar. Now, in the year of his bar mitzvah, it's a Shana Muberes. So the question is, which order will the real order please stand up? Is the real order Adar Rishon? Therefore, he's bar mitzvah and Adar Rishon? Or Adar Sheni? Or we don't know. Right? So it says, in an asa bar mitzvah ad Adar Hasheni. So the Ramah says the bar mitzvah is an Adar Hasheni. Now, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that's not so pashut. Okay. Enim Uberes, Mem Gimel. So the scenario over here was that they were born in the Shana Muberes, and the Bar Mitzvah was in a year which is not Muberes. However, if the year where the bar mitzvah was a shana mubaris, he's born in a mubaris and now it's a mubaris. So that was the scenario. So then you would go according to the month he was born. He's born on a rishon, he's bar mitzvah first, he's born on a sheni, he's bar mitzvah second. But in this year, where the case was, they were born in a Shana Mubaris, but they're getting bar mitzvah in a Shana which is not Mubaris. So the one who was born on the Chavtes will have to wait till the end of the month. On Chavtes order, the Mal the Tema that Shechosh will order a Rishon Shneled by Malkim Shabbat. Maybe we should think incorrectly so that he was born the month before Adar. Well, this year in this year that month is Shabbat. You don't say that. No, we don't look at it like that. So he's not permitted until the end of the month. And the other young man who was born on 2 days later, on the second day of Adar Sheni, will be permitted on the second of Adar. In Anasa.
First of Adar?
Zatim Shabru.
First of Adar.
First of all, Alva Gav the Kari Kosov and Macharba Siftes, the Chodesh Ibra B'chlal. We already said this din that the Chodesh Ibra is included. Mikol Mokim Habaminuk Dafke Benelu B'Chodesh Acher. So what's he stressing over here? He's stressing like this: yes, the person is born in Nissan. The person is born in Iyar. But I'm saying, 1 second, why does he have to wait 13 years later all the way till Iyar? Since there's an extra month this year, let him be in Bar Mitzvah a month before. So no, the answer is that the extra month is part of the year. And the year is finished when he comes back to the same day he was born, which is the 11th of a year, let's say. That's what we were talking about before in Siftes. But over here, Kigayin Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mishnah Shigimu Beres, Einasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avonela Bar Rosh Chodesh Adar. But over here in this situation, where he's born in Rosh Chodesh Adar, Havamina, the Nasa Bar Mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, that the Ramos is saying, I would think that you reach Adar by Adar Rishon. Tomash Shalom, the Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon Lamikri, Adar El Chodesh Ibra Mikri. That's the extra month. Adar Rishon is the extra month. And Adar Sheni is the actual Adar. Shere Ein Karinus, a Megillah, by Adar Rishon. We don't read the Megillah in Adar Rishon. We read it in Adar Sheni.
If he was born in the year that wasn't
the leap
year.
Okay. That's what the Ramah say. Mishanel b'yam rishon b'rosh chodesh kislev. So we have a similar scenario which could play out in the months of Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev can both either be a Mole or a Chaser. So he was born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Sheshit Gimel Hoya Cheshvan Chaser Kislev Enel Yom Echad Rosh Chodesh. So he was born what we call in the calendar the 30th of Cheshvan. And now, this year, there's no 30th of Cheshvan. There's only 29 days in Cheshvan, and then there's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Abba Bikain, Enonatza Bar Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah on the 29th of Cheshvan. He was born in Cheshvan, but rather he comes from Mitzvah on the first of Kislev, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Vice versa, Mishanov Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Elohoya Rakim Echad Rosh Chodesh, Sheshigim Ahoya Shneyamim Rosh Chodesh, Nasa Mitzvah, Beyam Rishon, the Rosh Chodesh. Now he says a tremendous Kiddush. Okay, so he was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and that year that he was born, there was only one day Rosh Chodesh. 13 years later, there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So he becomes Bar Mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. We call it on the calendar the 30th of the previous month. We call that Lamed Cheshvan. So that's not really the correct way of looking at it. The correct way of looking at it is that it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, he comes from mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. He doesn't talk about it.
He was born in the Adar. Yeah, it isn't. Leaf here, he was in Bar Mitzvah, and so was the year of his Bar Mitzvah, but didn't sleep.
That's what the Ramah says, yes.
Why is that?
Because the Ramah is saying that we look at the second udder is the primary udder. Because that's the month that we read the Megillah in. Now, well, lest they were born in the first in a year which is Shana Muberis, and they're born in the first order. Now, there is. There is when we learn Hilchos Tainus, right, when we learn Hilchos Tainus, so it came up with two scenarios where a person made a neder to fast an udder. So which udder does he have to fast in? And if a person has yahrzeits, which udder does he have the yahrzeit in? And those are we came up with that question over there. When we came up over there that actually the Iker udder is actually Udder Rishon.
Well, the Iker was the one caused the Pesach.
And the extra month is the second month. Why do we read the Megillah in the second month, not in the first month? Because there's an inyan of being Mas Makula Lagula. So when it comes to Megillah, we want to read the nace of the Megillah next to the nace in the month, which is next to the nace of the gula of Pesach. And not because that's more the month of Adar than the first month of Adar. And therefore he brought over there Machloikis. Some say, like we're saying over here, that the correct calculation is the second month, and they actually bring their raya from this din over here. The Ramos says, you go both look at the second month. And then he brought some over there and said, that's incorrect. You bring a raya from Kriyas and Megillah, it's not a raya at all, because that's a special, specific halacha to Kriyas and Megillah, because of the union of being Mas Megula Legula. With regards to all other halachas, we look at the Adar Rishon as primary. And his final psak over there was, it would be proper, he said, if possible, to mark both yard sites. Which I think is the minhag of many people to mark both yard sites. But that being said, the psak over there was the Iker yard site is Adar Rishon. And they asked Akash over there from this din over here. It seems to be that the Iker is. So the Mechaber over there says Adar Sheni. The Ramah brings, some say Adar Rishon. And the Ramah says the Makar to do both. So we would expect the Mishabur over here to raise the question. I mean, it's a cool over here. We're saying it's not Bar Mitzvah until the second order. Really, we should say it's Bar Mitzvah already from the first order. And the Makar on that. So the Moshe Dish over here quotes that Ramosha holds that apparently the Mishabur really holds that the Iker Yom, the Iker month is the second month. And which is difficult to understand because over there the Mishmar sounds fairly clear, like he holds the Iker month is actually the first month. So I don't know. Okay.
The case of Lamed Cheshvan, why is that different than regular? Seems like a very unusual case. There's not much explanation given for why the permission would be on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Lamed Cheshvan, instead of Al Kislev. Just it's a different month.
Right, so you see from that that we look at these days that the primary name of the day is Aleph to Rosh Chodesh. The primary name of the day is not Lamed Cheshvan. It's an interesting question in regards to Ksivas Torahs, how you write it. You know, we write it any times that we have that situation, we'll write the third Yom Shloshim, the Chodesh, whatever. Shehu Aleph to Rosh Chodesh. We'll put in that phrase because there is not enough to say it's Lamed because that's not really its full name. Its name really includes the fact that it's part of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So there's an interesting scenario which can play out. So when the two others, other Rishon is Mali and other Sheni is Chaser, he's born on Lamed of other Rishon, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Chodesh other. The year his bar mitzvah is a Shana Pshuta. Other only has 29 days. Right, so his birthday is Lamed Adar Rishon, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So when's his bar mitzvah? His bar mitzvah is Chavtes Adar. His bar mitzvah is Aleph Nissan. The bar mitzvah is Aleph Adar. Right. So there's three answers. So some say that his bar mitzvah actually is the first day of other other. This year there's only other. I mean, some the bringer Rabbi Yashav and Rabbi Zalman both say that it's questionable exactly when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Could be he's not considered a bar mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Okay, Yud Aleph. Avriyan Shavra Alexeris at Tzibur Shavra Aveira. Imoni Du Nimna Leminyan Asara. Even though he's a person who's done Aveiras, if they have not put him in Cherem yet for what he's done, so he's still part of the Tzibur. He can count for the Minyan. Okay, Avra Aveira Membov. Kasa Prima Godem. Daf Kaver Shavra Latayovin. Aber lahach is a fellow of the upper echod a shumor la vot se gedulim oy la khal shavat for hesia din ok akam ben mistar. So there are certain types of places where we say that the person is considered totally not totally out of the pale of Judaism. The person that does a vot is zar, whatever his motivation is. The person this mechal shabbos, whatever his motivation is, the person is a mumer lahachis on one mitzvah of the Torah. He says, I refuse to accept the Bresham's authority in this thing. I want to show the Bresham, I don't care what he thinks. So that's an element of Apikorsis. He's a mummer. All of those have a dinner like a non-Jew, they're not mitzvah for the minyan. Person who is a mummer for one of Eira, he does it regularly, but his motivation is not lahachis. I know it's wrong. I know Kodesh Baruch Hu, so I'm going to do this. I just can't control myself. That's whatever. I don't want to control myself, whatever it is. It's the Teovan. That does not take him out of the outside of the pale of Judaism. Shabbos, even the Teyavim does. But it's our even the Teyavim does. One of Eir Lahachis also does. Of course, the discussion nowadays is how do you judge our Mechalei Shabbos nowadays? Whether it's Mitzar to the Minyan. So this idea was presented originally. The first thing, the first person who raised it was the Shuvas Binyan Tzion. That's the Aruch Lener. Pashas, it should be told in Mechlokes Tin Rambam and Ramban. What's the argument? There's a concept of halacha. A person who does known as a tinuk shenishba, the actual phrase is referring to a child who was captured in his early youth by non-Jews and raised by non-Jews. So he doesn't know about the mitzvahs. So he has a dinner of shergig and everything. He has no dinner of maize and anything that he's doing, even though he's doing multiple averas, etc. He has a dinner of shergig. That's called tinik shenishav lebeinu akum. So can you apply that concept to somebody who's not been captured but is brought up being misled to believe that this is what he has no responsibility to keep the mitzvahs? So the Rambam says yes. The Rambam talks about the Karoyim. The Rambam says the first generation of Karoyim have a din of Mumrim because they knowingly are leaving the fold. That their children, who are brought up by their parents to be told this is called what they're supposed to do, there's Rabbinic Judaism and there's Karaite Judaism, and we think this is the right way and they're wrong. So he doesn't know any better. So he's a Tinnik Shanishba. So even though he's seen Rabbinic Judaism and he knows that it exists and he knows all about it, but he doesn't believe that he has any responsibility to switch to that. So he's not called a Mumra L'Kol Torah Kula. That's the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. And it says that this only is true if he hasn't been given the opportunity to change by seeing Rabbinic Judaism. But if he sees a person who keeps Rabbinic Judaism, which keeps the Torah properly, and he chooses not to learn from him because he believes that that's not, he doesn't have to, but once the option is available and he refuses to take the option for whatever reason, he has a din of a mumer. He's a mumer l'chal shavosis. So the plan that the Bezman Hazeh becomes, you know, so the argument according to the Rambam is that the Rambam, that these people that raised, that there's conservative Judaism and there's reformed Judaism, and there's that, so that's about being a Rambam, and the Rambam disagrees. So the Poskim are uncomfortable saying, and this according to the Rambam and the Rambam, there's never been a final decision who's right. So to say that the Dvada I considered a Tinnik Shanishba is would be ignoring that Ramban. That's not so poshut. So you're going to get different answers from different poskim on that point. But the real issue is, you know, you have to sort of figure out how to deal with this. Right. There's so many times nowadays where Shlomo Zalman supposedly said that nowadays, you know, this moves beyond the situation of the Rambam and the Ramban, where it's so accepted and it's so, like, people don't even realize that there's what to think about. So maybe that even the Ramban would agree to that situation. Not clear.
People then believed in God, at least.
Even the Ramban?
Right.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just finish off the last Mishabura Mem Zayin.
Ramban,
yeah. Onidu afilu aver shechayv ala misa. Even though the aver he did was something tachiy of misa, since they didn't put him in cherem yet, he's still part of Klal Yisrael. The tam lechsi ba'achon chata Yisrael. This is by Achon who did an aver which was a chiy of misa b'dei shemayim, but Abishachata Yisrael with Ushasekoi. So we refer to him as Klal Yisrael has sinned, he being part of Klal Yisrael. Well, he's not part of Klal Yisrael, he's out. We don't say that. So if they're out. That would include a person who's covered tchias amesim, those type of things, etc. So all these things are considered a person outside of the pale.